It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush took an unusually forceful swipe at his Democratic critics yesterday. He used a speech in Charleston, South Carolina, to argue that the war in Iraq is, as he put it, the key theater in the war on terror. That's an argument he's made many times before, but the president has come under fire recently for portraying al-Qaeda in Iraq as the same enemy that attacked the U.S. on 9/11. So in his speech, the president laid out a detailed case linking Osama bin Laden's terror network to its offshoot in Iraq.
They know they're al-Qaeda. The Iraqi people know they are al-Qaeda. People across the Muslim world know they are al-Qaeda. And there's a good reason they are called al-Qaeda in Iraq. They are al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Joining us now to talk about that is NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Renee.
What evidence did the president give to link al-Qaeda in Iraq with al-Qaeda's central leadership?
Well, what he did really was to try to walk step by step through the founding of al-Qaeda in Iraq by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who the president stressed was a Jordanian. He described how even after Zarqawi was killed last summer, he was replaced by another foreigner, an Egyptian. The point the president was trying to make was that al-Qaeda in Iraq is not merely an Iraqi phenomenon and therefore an Iraqi problem, but that as he sees it, it's part of the global terror problem and that therefore the U.S., he says, should not pull out of Iraq. Cannot pull out of Iraq without undermining the overall war on terror.
One of the striking things about this speech is how many times the president mentioned al-Qaeda. He seemed to be insisting that al-Qaeda is the problem in Iraq.
That's true. In fact, he said so explicitly. And I've got another line from this speech that we can play just here.
Al-Qaeda is public enemy number one for the Iraqi people. Al-Qaeda is public enemy number one for the American people. And that is why, for the security of our country, we will stay on the hunt, we'll deny them safe haven, and we will defeat them where they have made their stand.
So that's the president speaking yesterday in Charleston. And his argument, he went on to say, foreign terrorists in al-Qaeda account for most of the suicide bombings in Iraq, for example. That said, it's believed that al-Qaeda in Iraq actually accounts for only about 15% of the overall violence there. And most people who follow Iraq closely will tell you the situation there is obviously a lot more complicated than just al-Qaeda. The question here is whether you believe, as the president does, that the U.S. troops who are in Iraq fighting, are they fighting a terror network which is led in a big picture sense by Osama bin Laden? Or do you believe that U.S. troops are in Iraq fighting what has turned into a civil war, which is the argument that many Democrats would make?
And how does the president, when he gives a speech like this, respond to critics who point out that al-Qaeda in Iraq didn't exist before the U.S. invaded Iraq?
That's exactly the criticism, and we heard that yesterday again from Democrats responding to the speech. President Bush in his speech didn't deny that is in fact the case, but he argued, he went on from that and said it's flawed logic to say that terrorism is caused by American actions, and he pointed out the U.S. Was not in Iraq when terrorists bombed the World Trade Center in 1993. The U.S. was not in Iraq when terrorists attacked on 9/11. So he says this is just not the argument that's central to what's going on there.
And just finally, Mary Louise, what about the timing here?
Well, there's clearly the political timing. We have a debate hotly underway in Washington over the way forward in Iraq. There's also this new national intelligence estimate, which is just out as of last week, which stresses the al-Qaeda core threat coming out of Pakistan. So I think it's made a little bit harder for the president to make his case that the central front in the war on terror should be in Iraq, as opposed to in Pakistan, where U.S. intelligence seems to be judging is, in fact, the group that is posing the clearest, most direct threat to the U.S. at this point.
Thanks very much, NPR's intelligence correspondent, Mary Louise Kelly.